free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Now, I hate to get all serious on you, but it's been truly shocking. Virtually every prominent person who helped get Trump elected has been punished, defamed, deplatformed, sued, imprisoned, forced into retirement. Some of those people are now just ghosts from the past. They never came back. Victims of an industry that used to be called journalism, whose entire motivation is now centered around destroying people's lives. Broken souls ground up by the gears of a political machine that ruthlessly decimates dissent. The personal is political. The only guarantee in life is struggle. And the way things are heading, we're in for the biggest struggle of our lives. We're up against a system that for the past 3 years has tried to overturn the results of a democratic election. Tried to reverse the biggest democratic mandate in the history of an entire country. Tried to remold society and culture around a warped, clown world alternate reality, which at its core is fundamentally hostile to reason. This is why I need you to be leaders. I need to be a leader, because the blind are leading the blind. The so-called conservative leadership consists of a bunch of spineless losers who are more interested in tone policing others and throwing people under a bus just so they can get a pat on the head from the left. More interested in acquiescing and caving in than going on the rhetorical attack and winning. Constantly playing defense isn't a winning strategy. Constantly pandering and genuflecting to the people who literally want to destroy you isn't a recipe for success. It's a guarantee of failure. Now, I've had my demons, my distractions, my desire to disappear into the background, to live a normie life, my desire to take the easy path, to follow. But all that has to be set aside. The time for following is over. It's time to lead. Many of us have allowed ourselves to submit to nihilism and despair. Many of us have allowed ourselves to be worn down by chemical dependency. Many of us have allowed ourselves to believe that the answers lie in other people while shirking our own responsibility. It's time to recommit. It's time to reinvigorate the spirit of 2016. Remember that? Remember how we turned the world on its head? This is what we're up against. Listen to what this ex-occupant of Soviet Russia said about their society and how it parallels our own. The purpose of official Soviet propaganda, and this of course would hold true for any totalitarian society, was not to persuade or convince, not to inform, but to intimidate, and even more importantly, to humiliate people into silence and meek submissiveness by causing them to realize their utter helplessness against, and thus inevitably their partial complicity in, the constant onslaught of shamelessly obvious, self-evident, triumphantly invincible lies. One permanently had to exist, at least in any collective, marginally public setting, even slightly outside the tightly narrow zone of one's complete trust and personal comfort, in a state of pretend acquiescence to, and worst, forced vocal support of, the openly fraudulent and relentlessly assertive, inverted alternative reality, whose ceaseless pressure gradually corroded and deadened one's spirit, crippled one psychologically, caused one to become cynically apathetic and inwardly ashamed of oneself because of one's total impotence to resist being a part, no matter how small, of that self-perpetuating irreality of infinite, all-out gaslighting. That is to say, just the kind of person a broken, defeated, dully obedient liar the regime found it the easiest to control. Ring any bells?
That
Why
is
do
Paul
they need to
Joseph
convince
Watson's
you?
Latest masterpiece. You can find that on band.video. He has an entire page there. That is the new website from Infowars.com. What an incredible quote he just read right there. And it's just a great reminder that what we're facing now is nothing new. This is the degradation of human society that we've seen happen cyclically over many, many years, many centuries. In fact, we know how this plays out, but it doesn't mean that we're done. It doesn't mean that the road is ended. It means we have to fight that much harder, and it means we know the enemy, so we're on that much better ground to do the fighting. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Many, many guests today. Will be a star-studded episode. Don't go anywhere. You won't want to miss this.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact-check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion Oliver Darcy have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 3rd of October, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. This will be my last day sitting in. Greg Reese takes over for me tomorrow, and then David Knight returns on Monday. He is currently on vacation. Our top story is still breaking. A knife-wielding man has killed four officers outside of Central Police headquarters in Paris. French media reports the attacker, who was reported to be a member of staff inside the building, was later shot dead by the police. Very interesting goings on here. It happened at 11 a.m. GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, in the courtyard of the police building. It comes a day after French police went on strike across the country over increasing violence towards officers and rising suicide rates within the force. The French Interior Minister is now on the scene, and you see heavily armed police officers now standing outside of that beautiful old building there, the police headquarters. So we'll keep you up to date on this and any more developments. It is rapidly developing. Just a few minutes ago, it was one dead. Now they say four dead. As we get more information on this, we'll be bringing it to you. But the really interesting thing to me is this line. It comes a day after French police went on strike across the country over increasing violence towards officers and rising suicide rates within the force. This is a symptom, of course, of the cancer that's eating Western society inside and out. We see it in Detroit, Chicago, you know, pretty much every American city, Baltimore. New York, especially. I read stories earlier this week on the David Knight Show about, just the way NYPD is, finding that their officers are in more and more danger as the politicians who are supposed to, you know, represent or protect, these officers in any way are instead throwing them under the bus, demonizing them, and helping to foster that spirit of anti-police, attitude. That is really translates into actual physical danger for the people who are responsible for maintaining order in our society. Now, don't get me wrong, not the biggest fan of police. If it was up to me, we wouldn't need or have police. But they're a necessity, quite clearly. There's a reason that we have the police. They are an integral part of the government, a key and necessary part of the government, in the sense that we need an authority who can do things that normal citizens can't when they need to in order to protect the innocent and protect the rights of citizens. And it's as simple as that. And in a well-run society, a well-regulated society, maybe in the way that the founders would put it, right? When they say well-regulated militia, they don't mean regulations in the way that a government regulates things. It meant a well-mannered, basically, a well-maintained militia, which of course means the entire population of military-aged men. That's what militia means, right? When you put the IA on the end of a word, it means the people of, and you put the MIL, military, it's the people, it's all men, all-aged men. And so well-regulated in that sense meant just well-behaved, well-maintained. They act in accordance with decency and, they restrict themselves. They don't go too far. So a well-regulated society, in the same way, is one that really doesn't need police that much. And, you know, I think back to when I was in Japan and just how there was no trash, there was no violence, there was no theft, you never felt in danger. And it's because the people of Japan are incredibly respectful and polite and don't tend to commit a lot of crime against each other. And so the police there, very polite. They're very nice. They're not militarized. They're not walking around super armed. In fact, I don't even think I remember seeing the police in Japan, really. I can't recall a time like that. I do recall government workers. And what were they doing? They were doing things like in Japan, you would see them on their hands and knees scrubbing a single tile that was dirty because all the other tiles were perfectly clean. And the idea I'm trying to get across here is that when you have a well-regulated, well-behaved, a courteous, you know, respectful society, you don't need the government to come in and force you to do something. You don't need government workers to having to spend all their time, all this tax money, cleaning up after people who throw trash everywhere, or trying to, you know, figure out or, you know, trying to stop people from scamming each other and screwing each other over and messing things up for each other. And it's like, okay, everything is going so well. What do the government workers do? They're going to go scrub that one tile on the curb of the street. You know, what are the police going to do? They're going to go, you know, help the schoolgirl find her lost dog, or they're going to go help direct traffic and make things a little bit better because they aren't having to spend the time investigating murders. They aren't having to risk their lives trying to pull some heavily armed psychotic out of a drug den. You know, if you have a well-regulated, well-run society, then there's really nothing to complain about the police for, because they in that situation aren't this military arm of the government there to try to regulate the behavior of the people. So here in France, and you have this police attack, but it comes one day after the French police actually go on strike because of the deteriorating conditions of the entire country. They're no longer doing the things we think of police as doing, you know, solving a little crime here or there, helping people when they need it, you know, patrolling to make sure that, you know, no criminals think they can act with impunity. But what's happened is over the last decade or so, France has imported tons and tons of people who don't care about their laws, who don't care about the French people, and who are looking for every excuse and opportunity to take advantage of the people in France. You have violent rates skyrocketing. You have just chaos in the streets a lot of the times. And it's a symptom of the collapse that is like the stage four collapse, right? When the police are going on strike, when the police are saying we can no longer handle the burden that you're putting on us because the citizens themselves can't handle, you know, the responsibility of being civilized, of living in a civilization, you have a real problem here. And again, it's like I try to look at things like a doctor would look at a patient. When you're diagnosing and coming up with a diagnosis for what is wrong with the society and looking at it like a human body or something that needs to be treated, when you see things like the police going on strike in France, what that is like a lesion. It's like a rash. It's like something that appears on the body that you see, and it's a symptom. It's obviously not the disease itself, and you can't just solve that disease by putting ointment on the rash. You can't cure the sickness by covering up or tending to the symptoms. You have to identify what the cancer is growing within the body that is causing the lesions, causing the rash, causing the appearance of symptoms. And so what you have in France is what you have across Western Europe, and you have this sickness, this disease that sort of, I guess you would call, I don't actually know that much about medical terminology, so I don't have a quite appropriate example, but it's like liberalism would be the human papillomavirus that gets in, and then it causes the cancer. You know, liberalism, maybe it's not the cancer, but it's the disease that causes the cancer. The cancer, of course, is totalitarianism. The cancer is dependency. The cancer is everything we are fighting to destroy. We are the, well, I was going to say we're the radiation treatment for the cancer, but really we're more like the vitamin C treatment. We're like the natural homeopathic treatment that's far more effective than the pharmaceutical treatments that you may see. That's what we want to be here at InfoWars. Now, folks, I have a great show planned out for you today. Jake Lord will be joining me midway through this hour. He'll be in studio. We'll swap him out for Tony Artaburn from San Antonio Radio. He'll be in studio in the second hour. Third hour, I'll be joined by Greg Reese. So we'll do a cycle of guests here in studio. Maybe we'll have all four of us here at once. It'll be like The View. It'll be like a male conservative View. The audience will enjoy that. The crew will be mad at me, but that's not what it's about. It's about providing an entertaining show, as much information as possible, and showing the globalist we're not done yet. No, we're not done.
You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damages, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of "this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. History is happening right now. President Trump is trying to remove the swamp, the globalists that have been feeding on our nation and selling us out to the Chi-Coms and others. That's why Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the Attorney General Barr has to resign because he's corrupt. That's because they know that he's getting ready to move against the deep state, that there are sealed indictments against McCabe and others. Already 2 weeks ago, the appeal by the Deputy Attorney General was rejected. The appeal was brought to him, and it was rejected. That means the indictment is there. That's why they're so panicked. That's why this impeachment's real. Of course it's made up. Of course it's a fraud. But it's the neocon and leftist deep state that knows they've committed so many crimes, their back is against the wall, and they're making their move right now. This is the time to be fully engaged, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for not just our nation, but the world's future. America is fighting for its life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Such a crazy phase right now. I literally could just refresh Twitter every time a segment starts and just report on what has been released in the last minute or two. It really is that rapid, the turnover of amazing news or groundbreaking news or just updates that are entertaining. Representative Jamie Raskin comes out saying, "These are lingering conspiracy theories that are all meant to undermine Robert Mueller's investigation." You mean the investigation built on the conspiracy theory? These conspiracy theories are undermining our conspiracy theory. What a world, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we talked about the Paris attack. No new news on that. Still, the death toll stands at 4 killed by a knife-wielding man there in Paris. This comes just 4 days after the Yellow Vest protest in Toulouse, was broken up by tear gas. Over 1,000 marchers were tear gassed in that French city 4 days ago. In Hong Kong, they are evoking emergency powers to ban masks at protests as those protests are ramping up following the incredible video of that protester being shot point blank in the chest by a police officer. Meanwhile, in Iraq, protests boil over there. The death toll rises to 20 as unrest spreads in the south. Protesters in Baghdad defy curfew as death toll in 3 days of anti-government demonstrations rises to 20. Meanwhile, Peru is falling deeper into a constitutional crisis as that president was removed from office, and they're trying to determine who exactly is in charge of that country right now. Meanwhile, aid workers can't deliver food due to violence in Haiti. Haiti is undergoing political turmoil right now. So this is what's going on in the world, right? As every media company fixates on the Trump impeachment scandal, as they go out of their way to publicize to the nth degree the climate change marches that occurred previously last month. What you aren't hearing is about the coup in Peru, the violence in Haiti, the ongoing protests, deadly protests in Iraq, the Yellow Vest protests, the Hong Kong protests. I mean, all over the world, the systems and the system that has been binding them all together is collapsing in a fiery fashion. It is a very the turmoil is getting out of control. And I especially like the story from the AFP. Pepe the protest frog. Hong Kong kids aren't alt-right. They have to specify that they aren't alt-right. Oh, but they're all wearing Pepe masks. They're all holding up Pepe figures. So from Hong Kong to the Yellow Vests to America to Brexit in the UK, there is one mindset that pervades all of this. There's one undercurrent that is the it's providing the heat for the boil, and it is liberty, it's freedom, it's individuality, it's everything that we here at InfoWars have been talking about for decades. It's what we stand for, and it's what the globalists fear and want to destroy. And yes, Pepe the Frog is a symbol of that, as funny as it is, and really, it's incredibly appropriate because this spirit comes out of the internet in many ways. It is a product of the fact that those systems of control that the globalists relied on for so long, as they managed our destruction, as they maintained the status quo as we slowly rolled downhill to our own devastation, that was torn asunder. That was done away with the invention of the internet. It broke all of those systems of control and allowed the people to have a voice, allowed the people to share information, and that is what has been the driving factor behind everything, I would say, that we're seeing go on across the world now. So a very exciting time to be alive with all of this stuff coming apart at the seams, it appears. Now, as I said, I'm going to have a lot of guests later in the show, so I do want to show some of these videos now so I don't have to take up time when my guests are in studio. The first video I want to show is, of course, not approved by the Trust and Safety Council. Warning, this video has not been approved by the Twitter Gestapo. What you're about to see may be considered a thought crime in some liberal circles. This is the Biden meme posted by Trump that was removed by Twitter, reposted by Jack Posobiec, removed by Twitter, reposted by many people, and constantly removed by Twitter. Why? Is it hateful? Is it hate speech? Is it causing violence? No, it's a parody Nickelback song. So let's watch this now, and you tell me why they fear this clip so much.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
You're a radio viewer. What we're seeing is a photograph of a Ukraine gas executive, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, playing golf together. Maybe they didn't discuss, you know, maybe they just discussed yoga and Hunter Biden's wedding to his dead brother's widow. You know, maybe it's just something like the Clinton emails where they just talked about wedding planning and yoga. Maybe it was like the meeting on the, you know, of Loretta Lynch on the tarmac where they just talked about grandkids and golf, you know? Maybe they weren't doing anything corrupt here when you see Joe Biden pictured with his son Hunter Biden and the Ukrainian gas executive of this company that is at the center of all of this. And the question is, why would Joe Biden ever think that we would believe that he never talked to his son about his overseas business dealings? I mean, his son is, I believe, dishonorably discharged from the army, in and out of rehab, goes on to become a board member on a Ukrainian gas company, doesn't know anything about Ukraine, doesn't know anything about gas, has no personal attributes that would make him capable of holding this position. Oh, and his father is the vice president of the United States. But they would never talk about that, right? I mean, it's absurd. What they expect you to believe is absurd. Just like Paul Joseph Watson pointed out in the first segment of of today's program, they want to almost, almost make it to where you have to be complicit in their deception. You have to be a part of their crime. Like in the mob, right? If you join a gang, if you join the mob, what do? You kill somebody to get in, right? Because then you're in. Then you're a part of it. Then you can't tell because they can tell on you. This is the mindset of our enemies, okay? Is this mob mentality and this, you're in it with us and you have to submit to us. And you show that you submit to us by believing things that aren't true. And it goes back to George Orwell's 2 + 2 = 5. You have to say that. And you have to believe it, or else they know that you care more about reality than you do about serving their agenda. Well, that's what Twitter is doing right now. You have to care more about their agenda. You have to care more about the progressivism that they push than about the truth. Because if you know that Joe Biden is a liar, we are an enemy of them. Really, really sick stuff that we're seeing out of the liberals now. And it's the death rattles. It's because they're desperate. And that's good news. And that's good news. We'll be joined by Jake Lloyd on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy, but at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers, and InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off. You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max, because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, this sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points in your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee, get your great fluoride-free toothpaste, get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, get an additional 10% off, but whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 3rd of October, 2019. Let me keep going to some of these videos here. Putin was giving an interview and is always saying hilarious stuff. We'll just go to these clips. This is clip number 12, guys. Russia. Putin confirms that they're going to be meddling. They'll be meddling in our election. Here is Putin giving an interview yesterday.
Russia, as Robert Mueller alleged, attempting to influence the 2020 elections in the United States.
I'll tell you secretly, yes, we will indeed do that, so we could cheer you all up properly. But don't tell anybody, okay?
Well, that's quite a statement coming from the Russian president, but you have to take it with a pinch of salt because he was obviously joking. But on a more serious note, he was addressing probably what might become Russia Did It, Hysteria Volume 2. Now, after all the numerous investigations that we've seen into Russia's alleged meddling in the U.S. presidential elections back in 2016, all the media hype that we've seen in the past 2 years, pretty much at every single corner, someone screamed that it was Russia that meddled in the U.S. presidential elections.
Russia meddling in the U.S. election. Russia did meddle in the 2016 election.
The United States is still vulnerable to Russian and political interference.
Russia's blatant interference in the United States 2016 presidential elections.
This is actually the crime of the century. If you think about it, it is.
Do you have any doubt?
It is. If you think about it, it is the crime of the century. What they did is the crime of the century.
About it.
Ambassador?
The same answer, no doubt. No doubt.
None.
In almost 4 years since Donald Trump has been elected, there was a number of different investigations conducted by the American intelligence agencies. The Mueller report that made the headlines and many other articles that were written to prove the existence of the hand of the Kremlin behind the American elections. But Moscow has always said that it never meddled. And putting all joking aside, Vladimir Putin has once again stressed that.
You know, we have plenty of problems of our own. We put our efforts into resolving them and aim to do that above everything else. Mueller didn't prove that we colluded with President Trump in 2016, but expressed fears that it might happen in the future. This is ridiculous, or rather it would be if it wasn't so sad, because all that we see in US internal politics is about destroying ties between our countries, and I'm certain it harms the US itself.
Yeah, the American political system is the laughing stock of the world. Isn't that the truth? Putin goes on to talk about young Greta, the climate change prophet. Let's hear what he has to say about Greta. This is clip 13.
He says, I may disappoint you, but I don't share the common excitement about the speech by Greta Thunberg. I'm sure Greta is very kind and very sincere girl. But adults must do everything, not to bring teenagers. Not to bring teenagers and children into some extreme situations, but when somebody is using children and teenagers in personal interest, it only deserves to be condemned. Of course, emotions are inevitable, but still, if we want to be effective, we must stay professional. Professional. If only the Democrats or the news media understood that not everything can be decided by emotionally disturbed children, everything would be much better. That was me. I added that last part in a Russian accent. It's like, my God, is Putin the voice of reason here? Do we have to go to Putin and point at him, at the, you know, basically for all intents and purposes, dictator of Russia, and go, see, Dems, he's reasonable. You people are insane. I guess so. I guess that's just what we have to do. We have to go to Putin to find somebody, to find the only person saying, hey, here's an idea. Let's not destroy the economy. Let's not destroy everything because a Swedish girl is sad. Yeah. I don't know. You know, again, we always talk about the danger of not knowing our history, the danger of not knowing the underpinnings of our societies. And we'll talk about this more with Tony Arterburn when he is on in the second hour. But I was watching a court case, a trial today, and it was like a 45-day trial. I was watching clips of it on YouTube. And I just thought about being a juror, right? And jurors have to sit there for hours and hours and hours a day, for days on end, and they have to intelligently be able to interpret the evidence that they're seeing. They have to have the attention span necessary to pay attention to this stuff, and of course the logical ability to put it all together. What is going to happen in 10, 20 years when nobody has that attention span? Nobody is capable of thinking logically in that way. Well, you know, just what's going to happen when our judicial system, the only way, the most effective way that we as a society have ever found to discover the truth about something is through this jury process with a defendant and a prosecutor. Like, this is the way that we've determined, this is how you solve crime, this is how you find the truth, It's the most effective way we've ever found. And of course, there's trouble with it, but the idea is that 12 regular people can sit down, listen to all the evidence presented on both sides with no bias and certain very strict rules, and then come up with an answer. Well, you know, what's going to happen when everybody in the jury box has been glued to a phone since they were 1 year old, right? You see kids nowadays, they cannot sit still. They cannot just sit there while adults are talking. They have to be entertained. They have to be distracted. They have no ability to imagine anymore, because in order to understand complicated subjects, you have to be able to visualize them in a three-dimensional space. You have to be able to imagine them independent of any external input. You have to be able to go through the evidence in a jury trial. Well, what's going to happen when everybody in the jury box is looking at their phone and not paying attention to the evidence? What's going to happen when they, presented with the evidence, have never, ever in their entire lives been faced with a challenge in which they have to exercise discernment and logic? When everything has been paved for them, when in fact their discernment and logic has been warped and destroyed by indoctrination in the public school system, or just being forced to believe insanity because of the mainstream media and because of social pressure, you know, what is going to happen? And it's a real concern, because we should find that scene from Idiocracy, right? All the court scenes where they're just like yelling at each other, and the lawyer for the defense is like, man, it sounds like you really did it. You know, like, is it just going to collapse into stupidity? Like, we're still going to have the same forms. We're still going to act like we're adults doing this in a very measured and reasonable way. But everybody's just going to be so dumb, they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. Is this what it's going to be like? Or are we going to be able to foster a society of discernment and understanding and reasonableness and independent thinking as well? Not just believing whatever you're told, but looking at the evidence and developing your own ideas and being confident enough in those to be able to stand by them. So it's things like the jury system, which is the bedrock of the legal system, which is the way that we keep the entire country safe and well run, and is sort of the undercurrent, the underpinning, the foundation of so much of what we do as a society. What's going to happen when instead we have a bunch of people like Greta Thunberg, who is just emotionally damaged because she's been told that the world is going to end, and she can't see anything except for the terror in her eyes that she wants you to feel as well. You know, what is going to happen if the globalists get their wish and they reduce us all to the lowest common denominator? What happens is the society breaks down and is destroyed.
Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, the sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee, get your great fluoride-free toothpaste, get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off, but whatever you do, take action now, because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end. You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damages, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points right now. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the high-quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com. I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are the individuals that have done the research to understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that your operation would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future. Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last. Which, again, is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
There's certainly something happening here, ladies and gentlemen. There is something very strange going on in the world. I got on Twitter last night, and two things were trending. Nickelback and Moloch. And it's like, what world are we living in? Of course, Nickelback was trending because of the video that Donald Trump tweeted out. Banned from the 90s. Only Donald Trump can get Nickelback trending in 2019. There's the video again. In case you haven't seen it, in case you are a victim of the Twitter Safety Council censorship and haven't seen the video, there's Joe Biden with Ukrainian gas executive and Hunter Biden, his son, on a golf course shortly after saying, I've never talked about overseas business dealings with my son. Of course, Twitter can't have, you know, the truth out there. They can't allow the president to expose to the world that Joe Biden is a flagrant liar. They can't have that. That's hate speech, probably. Who cares? But the other trending topic was Moloch. Now, if you're a viewer of InfoWars, you probably know who Moloch is. Now, Moloch was an ancient Canaanite god to which babies would be sacrificed. The interesting thing is that the babies would often be the noble children. The nobles would give their children up to Moloch. They would place the babies on the arms of a giant golden statue of Moloch, who was basically a human with a cow head, and supposedly through mechanization, basically the arms would then lift up and the babies would fall into the furnace and be destroyed. This is, of course, basically just slightly delayed abortion. This is just sort of more elaborate abortion, right? It, maybe Planned Parenthoods would be more popular if they would just go full bore and just put up the golden statue of Moloch and just let us all know exactly what you're up to. But of course, it was trending yesterday because a pastor dared, you know, before I show you this clip, and I'll show you the clip of this pastor on Fox News talking about how Dems worship Moloch. Now, whether he's talking about it in a literal way, that he actually thinks they worship Moloch, you know, well, they do. That was exposed with the Bohemian Grove documentary by Alex Jones. It's been exposed through the WikiLeaks emails of Hillary Clinton saying, let's sacrifice a chicken to Moloch in the backyard. And even if she's joking about it, why does she know about, you know, how does she know about this? And, you know, what were they doing on Jeff Epstein's island in the temple that looks an awful lot like an ancient pagan temple? These are questions you have to ask. But even if he's not talking about it literally, what he means is they are serving a demon. They are serving an ancient spirit of evil that is still around and that hasn't died. And the interesting thing to me is that it seems like Christians don't tend to not understand the reality of their religion, right? You almost, in my interpretation of it, like, you can't be a Christian and believe in the Bible and not believe that there are such things as demons. And so people have this view of Christianity as something that's almost not spiritual. It's not, it's like they almost have this kind of metaphorical understanding where it's like, yeah, these stories are nice and you know, they teach us stuff, but it's not real. But that's not what Christianity says. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said, no, this is real. These things are real. And so even if they aren't, actually sacrificing babies to a statue of Moloch, the bullheaded god, they are still serving his agenda. They are still, engaged in worship of him, whether they know it or not. Okay. So it's an absolutely accurate statement for this guy to make. And an appropriate one. And of course, it's just great to see the term Moloch trending on Twitter because it shows that people are waking up. So here's the video. This is Pastor Jeffries on Fox News.
It's very clear to me that the average American citizen loves this president, and they're not buying into all of this impeachment nonsense.
That they're not. And look, I heard it over and over again, like you. I spoke to thousands of these people last week, and the reason they support this president is not because they're religious hypocrites. It's not because they think he is perfect. They know he's not perfect, just like none of us is perfect. But they appreciate the strong Christian stance he takes. He is without doubt the most pro-life, pro-religious liberty, pro-Israel, pro-conservative judiciary president we have ever had, and they don't want to see this warrior, in a sense, removed from his place of leadership in our country. There is a fear that if the left ever regains control of this country again, our nation is finished.
Look, I believe that. Based on some of the legislation they've been trying to shove down the throats of the good people of California, and then with this Equality Act that Nancy Pelosi and her cronies are after, I have no doubt that they want to especially go after and target Christians in America, Dr. Jeffers.
Oh, I believe that. I believe if the left ever gets in control again, it's not going to be incremental change we see. They have said they're going to undo everything this president has done. And think about what he has done in the pro-life area, the sweeping religious liberty executive order he signed. They are going to undo that, and they are going to come after conservatives with a vengeance.
I wonder if that's why we are seeing these unrelenting attacks on President Trump, more so than any other Republican in at least modern history.
Yeah, yes, I think it is. And look, I said this on Fox and Friends yesterday, and the president retweeted my comments last night. Look, the Democrats knew they couldn't beat him at the ballot box in 2016. They are becoming increasingly aware of the fact that they can't beat him in 2020 either. Impeachment is the only option they have to remove Donald J. Trump from office. And look, I heard this sanctimonious Nancy Pelosi this weekend calling for prayer for our country, praying for prayer. Look, that reminds me of an arsonist, a pyromaniac with a match in his hand about to set a building on fire saying, now pray with me that the destruction I'm about to cause isn't too severe. I mean, if he's sincere, he'll put down the dang match. And if Nancy Pelosi is sincere about bringing this nation together, she will drop this impeachment effort. Let the American people decide 1 year from now at the ballot box. But she is uncomfortable well, she's scared to death at what the American people will choose to do, and that is to keep Donald J. Trump in office.
You know, we just assume they're praying to God. I'm not quite sure. I don't know, Dr. Jeffers. I mean, they booed God, tried to vote him out of the party platform. I mean,
well, and apparently the God they worship is the God of the pagan God of the Old Testament, Moloch, who allowed for child sacrifice. I mean, the God of the Bible doesn't sanction the killing of millions and millions of children in the womb. I think the God they are worshiping is the God of their own imagination.
There you go. And, I mean, it didn't even seem like he was saying it literally. And apparently the word is that the host of that radio show has been fired because of what his guest, Jeffress, said. But meanwhile, Planned Parenthood has unveiled an 18,000-square-foot mega clinic in Illinois that they built in secret. The abortion giant revealed the massive factory built in Fairview Heights, where the state's last remaining abortion clinic hangs by a thread after lawmakers passed a pro-life bill banning abortions after 8 weeks. According to CBS News, Planned Parenthood built the facility under a shell company over the last year. That's the type of thing that you do when you believe in what you're doing, right? Is you form a shell company and then you build under that. But yeah, apparently this massive mega facility, this mall, a mall of abortion, is being raised in Illinois, and is, whether you like it or not, it's a temple to the old gods. It's a temple to Moloch. It's a temple of sacrifice to the forces of evil. And again, whether you know it or not, that's what you are participating in. And some people do know it. And like I said, you know, some people we know actually are engaged in this. Again, even if they just think it's funny, there are videos, there are places you can find where Satanists go to abortion clinics and treat the abortions as if they are sacrifices to Satan or to their God. So they think it's real, all right? I think it's real. And just because you don't believe it's real doesn't mean you won't become a victim of it. But yeah, that guy was fired for having that guest on when the guest wasn't even saying they worship Moloch. He's saying, look, I don't know what God they pray to, but it's not my God, because my God wouldn't approve of this. But there you go. Now, I don't quite have time. I wanted to show a video of this. We'll show it in the next hour, this courtroom video of this guy forgiving his brother's killer. I'm gonna have to play it at the end of a segment though, because I'm not gonna cry on air. All right. I'm gonna play the video at the end of the segment, and then we'll go to commercial break. And by the time we get back, I'll look totally fine, and I will not be emotionally destroyed by the incredible power of the video that I'll show to you on the other side. Tony Arterburn is in studio. Jake Lloyd is in studio. We have a conflict. How do we resolve it? I don't know. We'll figure it out during the commercial break. And join us on the other side, where I'll be joined by Tony or Jake or both. I don't know. It'll be like The View for conservatives. It'll be very entertaining. Stay with us, folks. This is The Dave Knight Show. Second hour begins very shortly.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at Infowars.com, 15 years ago, that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damages, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth, is devastating to these scumbag Satanists. But we've got to stay on air.
and I make it easy for you to help us down here. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high-quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
President Trump tweeted out, the United States is in danger of being in a new civil war. And Rush Limbaugh said that we're in a cold civil war.
What we are in the middle of now, folks, is a cold civil war.
Well, both of those statements, depending on your perspective, are true. But let me tell you from the broadcast that first said this back in July of 2016 when Trump became the nominee.
I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
I said, I believe Trump's going to win, and I believe that there then is going to be a civil war of some type in this country, and how politically active we are will depend on how bad the crash landing's going to be.
2017, the White House issued its new national security strategy. And for the first time, China was described as a challenge. It was a step forward, and it says that they're against American power, influence, and interests. They're attempting to erode American security and prosperity.
The investigation also exposed an apparent compromise of U.S. spying in Russia. Lee appeared before a federal judge Tuesday after he was arrested last month, arriving on a flight from Hong Kong. Court documents say he illegally possessed two handwritten notebooks containing names and phone numbers of covert CIA employees and informants. But several federal officials say Lee is suspected of giving the Chinese information about those operatives, and that at least 10 of them ended up getting killed by the Chinese.
They're making economies less free and less fair. They're growing their military way beyond the original idea that this was just a from a constabulatory army to a power projection army for taking back Taiwan. Now they have global aspirations and global ambitions, which have made them a much greater threat. They're also controlling information and data to repress their own society and expand their influence. According to the new defense strategy, China wants to shape the world consistent with its authoritarian model.
And I used to get Bill Gertz on from the Washington Times about China, the big threat in the future, and how the Clintons sold us out with the missile secrets. So we've been on it for most of the time I've been on air. But now it's the elephant sitting on us, not the elephant in the room. And that's who the Democrats can basically go to fund whatever they want. And the Democrats can get investments in China that the Communist Party backs and absolutely pay them off. And Ukraine's been paying off Democrats and Republicans. And so has Russia has been using the Democrats. And the Democrats have been using them like a cash machine. And so Trump comes in, and he did fire all the lobbyists.
They will never make America great again. They don't even have a chance. They're controlled fully by the lobbyists, by the donors, and by the special interests, fully. We have to stop doing things for some people, but for this country, it's destroying our country. We have to stop, and it has to stop now.
It doesn't matter because the people under him are running all sorts of scams. So a lot of them are bought off, a lot of them are paid off, a lot of them take money. Then they can be compromised, and they're told, you better go in and take out Trump. You better find some reason, or we're going to burn you and put you in prison. And it's because Trump's never gotten full control of the Justice Department that they're making this move right now, because they still got some of their people in there. But now Barr has convened the grand juries, both informational and to indict, and it's confirmed that McCabe has been indicted for several months. And they brought the appeal to the deputy attorney general, that's how it works, to be able to kill that prosecution. And they said, no, that means the prosecution is like a barracuda just right out of vision in the water about to swoop in and eat the little fishy. That's McCabe. And McCabe has said If I go down, everyone's going to go down with me. Well, the last person to say that was Commerce Secretary Ron Brown.
He was one of 33 people on board an Air Force jet when it crashed this morning in Croatia. The State Department says Brown is missing and presumed dead.
And the Air Force colonel that did his autopsy said he'd been shot through the head by a .45 through the head. They had troops on board. Killed everybody on board. Blew the hatch.
You can find that video at band.video, infowars.com. I am joined in studio by Tony Arterburn. We'll be talking about his adventures in D.C. when we get back, getting all of the news. We're going metaphysical on this one because, frankly, we can't keep up with the headlines. So we're moving beyond. We're going into the future. Stay with us, folks.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. The second hour begins on this, the 3rd of October, 2019, joined by Tony Arterburn, San Antonio radio host. You can follow him on Twitter at Tony Arterburn. Arterburn News, Arterburn.news is the website. Arterburn radio transmission on The Answer, 9:30 a.m. in San Antonio is how you tune into him. Great friend of the show, huge patriot and true info warrior out there doing your part to spread the message. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, always an honor.
Pleasure to have you. And we were talking earlier, you've been making big moves in the radio scene. What was it? Earlier last month, I guess, September, you got to go to D.C. Tell us what that was about and who you got to talk to. You got a lot of good interviews.
Well, we were part of the Federation for Americans for Immigration Reform. It was called FAIR, and I got invited. I was very, very lucky, very fortunate. It was the largest radio row in the United States with hosts from all around the country, brought in right down the street from the Capitol to talk about the great existential threat of our time, which is unchecked, unfettered mass immigration, illegal immigration. We had some of the greatest writers, the thinkers, bloggers, the sheriffs from around the country, law enforcement people, intelligence folks. You know what's funny, though? One of the main themes missing from this event was the politicians. Many of them didn't show up.
Well, that's because you wanted to have people who knew about what was going on,
right? The
whole
event was a way to hold their feet to the fire. This was the theme of the event, which I found very disconcerting. I show up, all these other hosts are working really hard. We're coming from all over the country. We're interviewing people like Michelle Malkin, Ann Coulter's there, and all the angel moms and dads, people that are affected by the crime of illegal immigration. And, you know, the same time we're there, what does the Senate of the United States do? They go and vote to end the emergency declaration on the border. I found it just to be a complete insult to all of us that are out here working hard. But it's really an interesting theme, Harrison. You see this groundswell all across the country, people getting involved in this argument to try to turn back the tide of mass immigration, illegal immigration. It's growing.
Right.
The discontent of our immigration system is growing. More blogs are coming out, more podcasts are coming out, more shows like mine. Of course, InfoWars on the front line of this for many years. But the disconnect between our betters, our politicians, our political overlords, it's just this gap, this chasm has never been greater.
Yeah.
And I think that's a canary in the coal mine for what we're looking at in the future.
Yeah. And you really got to thank Trump for bringing this topic to the forefront. I admit, you know, by 2016, when the election began, I was still sort of on the uber libertarian, you know, borders are a construction, they stop free movement sort of thing. Yeah. But when I heard Trump talk about it, and I heard the arguments put forward about how it lowers wages, how, you know, just the sheer number of illegal immigrants, just all the problems that it causes, I changed my mind. And this is one of the things that I don't get, why other people can't understand just how damaging illegal immigration is to American citizens. And again, it's one of these things that, as a libertarian, I'm still libertarian, and as one, I don't want the government doing anything that they don't have to do, but this is what they have to do this. I can't protect the border. You can't protect the border. You can protect a little part of it, I suppose, if you really tried. But this is something that is necessary for the government to be doing. And if they're not doing it, we are a victim of that policy. We're a victim of our government actively bringing these people
in. It's job one. Well, I have protected borders, just not this one. As a combat veteran, I've protected the borders of other countries on behalf of my globalist government, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's something that we need to look at. If the war on terror is real, then why don't we have a border?
Yeah.
You know, so all that falls apart, all of their arguments. We are still pushing and pushing, and we have President Trump. We have a beachhead mm-hmm. there. But it's a generational struggle. I see this growing movement where people, even younger people, libertarians are getting on board saying, well, if you don't have a nation, then we can't have a constitution. We can't have the rule of law. There's no sovereignty. I think people are coming on board. You're what, libertarian nationalist?
Libertarian nationalist. Yeah, that's how I put it. And I think that sums it up nicely, right? I want the government as little as possible, but I still want a government. I still want there to be a nation of people that look out for each other and support each other. And you talk to the Angel Moms. My experience with the Angel Moms was very positive. In 2016, the only event that I went to where Donald Trump was president was an Angel Moms dinner. And I talked to the Angel Moms and they said, you know, we reached out to every politician, Democrat or Republican. Not only was Trump the only one that got back to them, they told me that he sat there for up to 2 hours just listening to them and talked to them. And this is in the middle of the heat of the 2016 election. Donald Trump sat there and talked to these mothers whose children had died as a result of illegal immigration, whether it was drunk driving by an illegal immigrant or murder or whatever it is. These often women or men had lost children because the government failed to protect them and do its most basic job. What was it like talking to the Angel Moms in D.C.?
Oh, it's just so powerful. I mean, their truth and the human cost, their witness to this crime is so powerful. That's why they are silencing these Angel Moms and dads. When we were there at the event, there was a hearing on Capitol Hill and they were asked to leave.
Right.
Because it offends others. And you know, when you sit down and talk with a mom or a dad who's lost a loved one to an illegal immigrant, they tell you about the hate that they get from the left and the globalists and the people that want no borders, no wall, no USA at all.
Right.
And it's really disgusting. It's satanic because you have this family that's grieving, and then on the other side saying, oh, you need to quit that. That's you're a hater. It could have been an American that
right.
killed your son or daughter, but it wasn't. Right.
Horrible. Yeah.
It wasn't an American. It was somebody who wasn't supposed to be here. And so as the story continues, as we go down this journey to restore the republic, this issue will continue to be at the forefront.
It has to be solved. There is no way for us to restore the republic without solving this problem, almost first and foremost.
Job one.
Yeah. And of course, I have the an article here. North Carolina sheriff refused ICE hold, released convicted sex offender. Undocumented immigrant convicted of sexual battery in Wake County is now in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But he was also arrested in 2018, accused of first-degree sex offense and indecent liberties with a child. The girl was 5 years old when the abuse started and lasted for 8 years. He was basically allowed to get away with this because they refused to cooperate with ICE. And we're seeing this all around the country, is that the local government is demanding that their police – Austin, Texas is a sanctuary city — that they refuse to cooperate with ICE trying to do their job. And it's almost like these children are a sacrifice, that these sure. other people are, I'm willing to sacrifice your child for my ideology. It's
sick. A wise man once said, they're not sending their best.
Right. That encapsulates it nicely, doesn't it? But that is one of the tricky lines, where you're not saying all illegal immigrants are rapists and murderers, but you are saying this is an easily preventable crime if the government would just do its most basic job.
Absolutely. And it's the whole thing that breaks down, all of their arguments break down by them not solving this one problem.
Yeah.
You're talking about the war on terror, whether they care about American workers, whether they care about your safety. This is a globalist ploy to overturn and replace the population of the United States of America.
Oh, that's a conspiracy, sir. Wow. I know it's been published by the UN in their white papers, and they explicitly say it's what they're doing, but it's still a conspiracy.
Well, I'm like Gore Vidal. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst.
There you go. That's good. I haven't heard that yet. Yeah, that when the conspiracy theory becomes the conspiracy truth, once again. Yeah, immigration, it is one of the biggest. Now, these interviews, you're editing them now, or are they already out?
Yes, we've got them out. We have a Brighteon channel. We just, my editor has put those out. So we got a great interview with Roy Beck, founder of Numbers USA. I don't know if you've ever seen the video Gumball Immigration.
That's
brilliant. He and I were supposed to talk for 15 minutes. It turned into an hour. It was a lot of fun.
That's great.
Michelle Malkin's got a great new book out called Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding America's Destruction, which is right up my alley because that's one of the themes of my show is really finding out the power behind the meat puppets and who's controlling all this narrative. And so she really did a great job putting together all of the footnotes and painting the picture so you could see who's funding America's destruction, the multinational corporations, the mega banking combines, and all the rest.
Yeah, and the so-called NGO, the non-governmental organizations that do it openly, treasonously,
and the Fed.
Seditiously.
The Fed is a real player in that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really not that hard to figure out, honestly, if you just do the work. And, I mean, most of it's public, and it would not be that hard for the government to go in and say, look, you're undermining our sovereignty. You're engaged in treasonous activities. We're shutting it down. Isn't that what the government's for? I don't know. We're the crazy ones over here. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. More with Tony Arterburn when we get back.
History is happening right now. President Trump is trying to remove the swamp, the globalists that have been feeding on our nation and selling us out to the Chi-Coms and others. That's why Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the Attorney General Barr has to resign because he's corrupt. That's because they know that he's getting ready to move against the deep state, that there are sealed indictments against McCabe and others. Already 2 weeks ago, the appeal by the Deputy Attorney General was rejected. The appeal was brought to him, and it was rejected. That means the indictment is there. That's why they're so panicked. That's why this impeachment's real. Of course it's made up. Of course it's a fraud. But it's the neocon and leftist deep state that knows they've committed so many crimes, their back is against the wall, and they're making their move right now. This is the time to be fully engaged, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for not just our nation, but the world's future. America is fighting for its life. Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, the sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points in your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee. Get your great fluoride-free toothpaste. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off. But whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for auto ship and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy. But at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers. And InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, Tony Arterburn is in studio. We are speculating as to the outcome of the Democrat primary and who will be their representatives in 2020. My money is on Elizabeth Warren. I just see it playing out that way. I don't think Biden has the charisma or the endurance or the he's too undermined by all of his scandals, the Ukrainian thing, and everything else that he has to do with it, his general creepiness, all of it. I don't see him being the guy. Of course, Bernie Sanders is basically, in my opinion, probably had a minor heart attack, and is probably out of the race because of that. Okay. To me, it's almost an inevitability, a foregone conclusion. Elizabeth Warren is at the top of the Democratic ticket. What's your take on this?
I agree with you with Joe Biden, with this issue with Ukraine, with his son Hunter. It seems really a far-fetched conclusion that he would remain the front runner. And of course, Bernie with the health issues and the socialist movement. So you find the most acceptable kind of hybrid, and that would be, I think, Elizabeth Warren to the Luciferian donor class. But she has the it factor, and by it, I mean the sewer-dwelling satanic clown.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
she certainly has that. So I think that you have to have somebody on the Democratic side who can mobilize Antifa,
yeah,
right? Because they need that. They need Marxist foot soldiers, the Bolsheviks on the ground.
I mean, they'll march for anybody who they're told to march for, but they have no love for Joe Biden.
No,
right?
they really wouldn't go crazy and beat old people up and hit children with bike locks if Joe Biden's the nominee. That would not with the zealotry that
they right, not with quite such enthusiasm.
They'll do it for Warren.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, they will do it for Warren. I think you're right. I think Bernie Sanders can endorse her and send all of his people her way because she's portrayed herself as a progressive. Even though if you look back, she's been a corporate Democrat for as long as you care to look. And, that's one of her tricks. And actually I learned this from Styx Hexenhammer, the YouTuber, cause he talks about the fact that she got a ton of corporate money as a senator and has basically just kept that and held on to it. So now she's running for president. She can say, I've taken no corporate money. Well, it's like, well, cause you already had it in your bank. You didn't need to take any more of it. So, it's interesting stuff. And of course I've voiced my, prediction that this will be not a good thing for the Democrats in terms of Black Americans coming out and voting for them, because I think they recognize the hypocrisy and the absurdity of the racial aspect of Warren's history.
Right.
I don't think that's going to play well.
Possibly the only person that's whiter than Mitt Romney in the United States is Elizabeth Warren. I mean, and she, you know, because of the story of her peepaw. And have you seen all the interviews she did where is claiming that her parents weren't allowed to get married because her mother was Cherokee? I mean, it's the most bizarre sociopathic behavior, but that's what sociopaths do. They get into politics like this and they get salaries from places like Harvard. She's been bought and sold many, many times over. I don't know if she knows who she is, but, it'll be interesting to see if she can hold on. I think she's poised to have her moment. And, I mean, it's not about the voters anymore. And I got this wrong. I even apologized to my listeners. I said, I've been calling politics since I was a little kid, but now it's not about the voters or the ideology anymore. It's not about that. It's about what some billionaire mega donor thinks about you and what you're going to do for them. If the Democrats were serious about beating Donald Trump in 2020 with the will of the people, they would nominate Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, strong, powerful candidate, Iraq War veteran, wants to get us out of foreign wars. She's moderate on the border.
Oh my God, and so many Trump voters would consider her. That would not consider anybody else, including right. possibly myself. I mean, I would never vote against Donald Trump in this election, but if gun to my head, I had to choose a Democrat. Yeah, of course it'd be Tulsi.
Right. She's I support right Donald Trump, but I would love to see that as the Democrats' nominee. I mean, for my country, but they're not going to do that because if they want to beat Donald Trump, they're going to use what their tactics now are, which is subterfuge and lies. Yeah. They're going to use the impeachment process, which is part of this campaign, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked, I talked yesterday about the fact that I think that this coup it stinks of desperation. It is it's so haphazard and cacophonous. It doesn't look like a well-planned coup. It looks like something they've done out of desperation now that they know how close Trump is getting to pulling the curtain back and unveiling all of the shenanigans that went on in 2016 with Bill Barr going to Italy and reviewing the tapes with Joseph Mifsud. The people involved in this, the deep state, started to panic and were like, all right, impeachment. We've got this Ukrainian thing. That's the angle that we'll go with. But it doesn't seem well planned out. And so I basically said, okay, A, this isn't going to work. It's not going to actually get him out of office. B, when it doesn't work, they're not going to stop. They're not going to go, well, darn it, he got us, right? They're going to do something even more intense. I was saying, I think plunging us into war, most likely with Iran, would be the key thing that they would do. I don't think they would try to ignite a civil war here because hopefully they're smart enough to realize that that's a terrible idea for them if they were so is going to war with Iran, quite frankly. But the other option is that they assassinate Donald Trump. I think these are the extremes that these people are willing to go to.
Oh, they are. I mean, this is their modus operandi. They're going to try to do everything they can to take out the president. You know, we're lucky for us that, you know, the deep state in generations before was a lot more competent. They were a lot more vicious. And these people don't really know what to do. They're kind of living off the fat of the land still. They've inherited a lot of these positions. And of course, the continuity of corruption with all of their jobs and job security and family names and all that.
I think they got cocky.
They really did. And I don't think that they're prepared for this type of, it's almost like, you know what? I think that the patriot movements like Andy Dufresne and the globalists and the leaders are like the warden in the Shawshank Redemption. And Andy's just about ready to go through the Rita Hayworth poster and come out the other side. I think this is going to, we're going to really surprise the patriot movement's really going to surprise the deep state, the yearning for sovereignty and nationalism, is spreading. And I mean, I can feel a groundswell of that, but we're up against a lot of challenges. Would you agree with me on that? I think they've become so overconfident and they become so petty and they continue to show their hand every time. But we, on the other hand, we're fighting for just causes and to be in the right.
Yeah.
And to do the right thing. And I think that will show.
Well, and the other metaphor I've used before is the idea of the Americans as this like pit bull, just like killer dog that could just tear apart any human it came across. And this for years, it's been abused by like this tiny woman that just has absolute power over it. And eventually that dog's going to start acting up a little bit. And if that owner just continues to beat it and continues to try to exert its will on it,
think about how great our country is. Think about what we've withstood. America still exists. That's the amazing part about all of this. America still exists, all with the globalists and the mega banks and multinational corporations and the communist Chinese and all the influence that we've had from the left to try to destroy and subvert the wealth and the power and sovereignty of the United States. And we're still here.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing testament to the why they targeted us in the first place. But I think what happens after when all of their house of cards collapses, that's when we have our moment again and restore the Constitution. That's my hope. I try not to be too much of a pessimist these days, but it's interesting, isn't it? Interesting time to be alive.
It's very interesting is an understatement, folks. I think we'll be joined by Jake Lloyd, who finally decided to show up. Just kidding. But yes, Jake Lloyd will be joining Tony Arteburn and I in studio very shortly. Stay tuned.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact-check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And, of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over the counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere. And you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, this sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points in your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee. Get your great fluoride-free toothpaste. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off. But whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end. You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight this morning, joined by Tony Arterburn and InfoWars reporter Jake Lloyd. Thanks so much for being here, fellas. A lot of stuff to talk about. We were talking about Schiff, the fact that he knew about the whistleblower accusation days before the complaint was filed. Jake, what's your take on this?
You know, I have kind of a similar take as what the president had in the press conference yesterday. Somebody asked him about it, and he said, well, I'm not surprised. You know, he went into this thing. He said, I'm not surprised that Adam Schiff knew about it. There's a reason that we call him Shifty Schiff. There is a reason.
Right.
But, yeah, there's clearly something wrong with the fact that these Democratic politicians and even Republicans to a degree, Jeff Flake, these other, you know, John McCain types, at least, you know, they're still acting in the spirit of John McCain, unfortunately.
Possessed, yeah.
You know, gone but not forgotten, unfortunately. So, you know, these people acting in this seditious spirit, it's not at all surprising that somebody like Adam Schiff was cooperating with the whistleblower in order to, you know, strategically use this false accusation in order to detriment the president, to attack him. And ultimately, the goal is to impeach him with this. I don't believe that it'll happen. I mean, the impeachment might happen. He won't be removed from office, I don't believe. But it's still a disgusting, treasonous act that I think should be dealt with accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony?
Well, it's election meddling. I mean, this is a psychological operation. The whole thing isn't about finding the truth. It's to cover up the truth. It's to cover up a crime. And so it's one of the oldest tricks in the book in psychological warfare. This is, you know, Adam Schiff is a puppet in many ways. He looks like he's transitioning into a ventriloquist doll.
He's becoming a literal puppet.
It's like his psyche is like molding him into looking like one. And so it must be a living hell to be him. I mean, to try to figure out what Adam Schiff he's going to be, which one.
Right.
And so he's obviously got an agenda against the truth, against this country, against any sort of fairness. And that's the climate of Washington, D.C. I just left there last week, and I couldn't get away fast enough.
Yeah, you can feel it in the air there. They call this the swamp for a reason. Yes. And, of course, as they praise whistleblowers and tell us of the importance of whistleblowers, we have this story from inews.co.uk. Julian Assange held in sordid solitary confinement for up to 23 hours a day. So that's what happens to real whistleblowers. That's what happens when you actually blow the whistle on what's being done and expose the truth to the people. They'll shove you in a cell and torment you for 23 hours a day. However, if your whistleblowing helps advance the agenda of the CIA, helps advance the agenda of the totalitarians, you're held up as a hero and you're given a hearing in Congress. Totally sick stuff.
Yeah. You know, I don't know who said this. I saw this floating around on the internet the other day. I wish that I could give credit to whoever said it, but it says, woe to those who mistake authority for truth rather than truth for authority.
Mm.
And the reality is that we live in that world. We live in the world that the Bible talked about, where men's ears are itching for, you know, words that make them feel good rather than the truth, rather than reality. And everything's twisted. Everything's upside down. Like you said, that's a very poignant comparison, to compare Julian Assange, this man who's actually exposed wrongdoing, actually exposed corruption, shined light in this dark, filthy room. And he's treated like this, 23 hours of solitary confinement a day, whereas people can make up all manner of lies, deceit. It's disgusting the way that they're treated in comparison to somebody like that who's actually working for the truth.
I agree. Look at the case of Whitaker Chambers and Alger Hiss back in the 1940s. Alger Hiss had been passing secrets on to the Soviets. They was exposed by Congressman Richard Nixon.
Yep.
But look at what happened to Whitaker Chambers. I mean, he was completely demonized while Hiss went on to be a quasi-celebrity. If it was around, he would have been on MSNBC later. He would have had his own show.
Yeah, he would have been a contributor.
But yeah, so, and you know, it's really crazy because you look inside the headquarters of the CIA, and on the wall, there's a verse from Matthew and says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." But really, the bastardization of that beautiful verse, they've taken to truth to them. See, they feel like they're a priestly class, like only they can know the complete. You should be manipulated,
right?
And so that's the whole thing. Right? You're so right about the whistleblowers. And look at nobody whistleblew on running guns to the Al Qaeda on behalf of the Clinton Secretary of State, or giving air cover to ISIS, or you know, funding terrorism worldwide. Nobody gave the Fast and Furious. No whistleblowers.
Right.
Right. But we get a whistleblower here and for this phone call,
who is basically complaining that, I mean, the whistleblowing itself is obstruction, right? He's complaining that a crime is being investigated. I mean, the whole thing is all sorts of backwards. I mean, literally reverse of truth. It's an inverse of truth. And I think the people, like you said, they feel like they're a priest class. And to them, it's almost, it is the truth because it gets me what I want. And I think even in their mind, they're like, no, this is true because then I get what I want. So it must be true. I think that's how they feel.
Yeah, there are good men and women and patriots in the intelligence community, mostly in the military. But as far as the cult of intelligence, the people that really don't have this country's interest at heart, they reside at the top levels and control the narrative. And so this is just another strike on not just Donald Trump, but we the people, anybody who wants a country, who wants a border, who wants a future, who doesn't want to be in a one world government. This is a strike against us.
Absolutely. And it can't be, even though it's one of these things that we've said so many times, it can't be forgotten that they're accusing Trump of what Joe Biden did.
Right.
They're accusing him of what he did. And then they're saying that any attempt by the president in order to not only investigate this potential corruption on Joe Biden's end, but any attempt to shut it down and say, no, you're not turning this around on me, that is an obstruction of justice. When Harrison, like you said, they are the ones obstructing justice by trying to get Joe Biden off the hook by impeaching a legitimate president.
So what do you think? Is it just desperation? Are they in the crosshairs and they're lashing out to try to stop what's coming down the line? Or like, what do you think? Because obviously I've talked about it all this week because it seems so blatant to me. They talk to Australia. They talk to Italy. They talk to the UK. They talk to all these places. And they also talk to Ukraine. And then, they have the angle where they can say, oh, no, he's going after Ukraine because it's Joe Biden. But it seems like these are all the same thing. He's uncovering this corruption. Are they just, do they feel like they're in the crosshairs and are now lashing out, Jake?
You know, I think that it's similar. I think that these great macro examples can kind of be summed up in the way that you can interact, the interactions that you see with these individuals on the street, for example. We experience this a lot here at Infowars whenever we go out on the street and stuff. And we'll talk to somebody and they'll be amicable, friendly. And then they start to get a little pushback and they realize that you're not buying into their, you know, their brainwashing, like how Caitlin Bennett was treated the other day, at the event when she was out there. You know, they said that she basically, they said that they hoped that she got raped. Whereas, you know, you talk to, some of these people at abortion events and stuff, at first they're just like, well, it's a woman's right to choose. It's a whatever. But then you push back on it a little bit and it's like, I kill my kids, hail Satan, all this stuff. And I think that it's the exact same thing on this national level in this globalist cabal. It's like they're all nice and friendly. They're all, oh, we're just here to help. We're just here to save the environment and stuff. But then you push back and it's like, no, we're impeaching the president,
right,
killing you. You're eating bugs. You're going to live in pods. You're going to live in pods. Your children belong to us.
Yeah.
Sexualize the kids. It's just like evil. It's whenever evil gets a pushback, it loses that facade of friendliness.
That's a great point, man. Tony, anything?
Great point. Oh, but you know, they're continuing to cover up their own crimes, trying their best to create a narrative. This is the slow motion coup. Look, the globalists and the elites and the political overlords and that class, they're great shakedown artists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got, the mafia has nothing on these people. I mean, they shake down entire countries. Look at Joe Biden and of all places at the Council on Foreign Relations bragging about, I'm going to be on the plane in an hour and I'm going to get the $1 billion. And you play that, and then the disconnection between the average leftist is, well, that was right. He was Uncle Joe.
But they have the leftists are always, if they're talking about impeaching the president, then they love the Constitution and they love America and they're just doing it for America. But any other time, it's all, oh, America's this bully. It's an empire. We need to stop all the foreign, adventures and stuff. But then you see the videos, and that's exactly how Joe Biden and Obama act, right? They go out and they flex the American muscle and they go, I'm benefiting from this. And if you don't like it, I'm taking the $1 billion and I'm walking. They're acting in the way that the Democrats are always acting as if the Republicans or the warmongers, the conservatives act. It's all hypocrisy. And I think you're right. When you tear that mask off, they just start lashing out almost like angry, possessed children. It's insane. But folks, on the other side, a happy video.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWarsLife.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
History is happening right now. President Trump is trying to remove the swamp, the globalists that have been feeding on our nation and selling us out to the Chi-Coms and others. That's why Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the Attorney General Barr has to resign because he's corrupt. That's because they know that he's getting ready to move against the deep state, that there are sealed indictments against McCabe and others. Already 2 weeks ago, the appeal by the Deputy Attorney General was rejected. The appeal was brought to him, and it was rejected. That means the indictment is there. That's why they're so panicked. That's why this impeachment's real. Of course it's made up. Of course it's a fraud. But it's the neocon and leftist deep state that knows they've committed so many crimes, their back is against the wall, and they're making their move right now. This is the time to be fully engaged, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for not just our nation, but the world's future. America is fighting for its life. You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damages, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Born for this. We were born for this. Harrison Smith back on The David Knight Show. Tony Arterburn, Jake Lloyd. Tony Arterburn you can find on Twitter at Tony Arterburn. Jake, are you back on Twitter? You're always coming and going.
Coming and going. You know, it's, very inconsistent with me. You can find it, Jake Lloyd on Twitter again, so.
Jake Lloyd, okay.
So.
It's like, half the time I go and I try to find you and you're not there.
I'm a specter. Floating
you're a specter,
back and
forth. Yeah. And that's you pop up
from the real and the virtual world. Yeah. So, you know, but I thought it'd be good to get back on and kind of promote some content and that kind of thing.
So. Yeah. No, it's good if you don't let it take your life over. Twitter is a wonderful tool. It's a wonderful thing. Now I want to show this video. Everybody's probably already heard this and probably already seen it. This is the brother of the man who was killed by a Dallas police officer. When I believe she entered the wrong apartment and thought there was an intruder. Anyway, basically what we understand is it's a misunderstanding, but this officer shot this man to death, and her brother, after the, verdict was brought down, the brother of the man who was killed gave this speech in the courtroom and then ended by giving her a hug. And, we talked about this before, but it's like, I can watch movies where people die. It can be sad, right? Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I won't give it away if somebody dies in that. For some reason, that always hits me in the heart. But other than that, you know, I'm not necessarily the most emotional guy when it comes to watching videos and stuff. There's one thing, though, that always gets me, and it's when you have a character, or in this case, a person in real life, which is even more incredible, forgive. Or just show an aspect of, like, for lack of a more universal term, the Holy Spirit, this, like, forgiveness or rising above what everybody would expect, which would be like revenge and anger and that sort of stuff. And it's like something about that always just hits me in the heart. So I might just have you guys talk afterwards while I choke back tears. All right, we're going to go to this video, clip 14, guys. Courtroom shocker. Man hugs his brother's killer. This is the Holy Spirit in action.
I don't want to say twice or for the 100th time what you've or how much you've taken from us. I think you know that. But I just I hope you go to God with all the guilt, all the bad things you may have done in the past. Each and every one of us may have done something that we're not supposed to do. If you truly are sorry, I know I can speak for myself. I forgive you. And I know if you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. And I don't think anyone could say it. Again, I'm speaking for myself, not even behalf of my family. But I love you just like anyone else. And I'm not gonna say I hope you rot and die just like my brother did, but I personally want the best for you. And I wasn't gonna ever say this in front of my family or anyone, but I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you. Because I know that's exactly what both of them would want you to do. And the best would be give your life to Christ. I'm not gonna say anything else. I think giving your life to Christ would be the best thing that both of them would want you to do. Again, I love you as a person. And I don't wish anything bad on you. I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please? Please?
Yes.
Wow. That's Botham Jean's brother hugs his brother's killer. And, you know, God, it's easy to hate, isn't it? Way, way harder to forgive. That's just incredible stuff. I don't know. It's one of these things that to hate is easy, and to hate and to want to, revenge is almost logical. You know what I'm saying? It's illogical to say, I love you to your brother's killer. It's not about logic, right? There's something beyond, there's a truth beyond logic almost. There's a truth beyond our rationale. And yet we resonate with it. It strikes us in the heart because it's true. And we just know that. I don't know. You guys take on that?
Yeah, you know, there are two things that strike me watching that. I mean, number one, how difficult it is to forgive people who have done you wrong, people who have, you know, someone who's killed your brother. It's and that's the obvious thing. It's so, so hard to do, and it takes great courage to, you know, to stand up there in front of everybody and do that. But it also takes an astounding amount of humility for him to say, you know, he's talking to somebody who killed his brother. They didn't do something wrong with him. They didn't steal some money from him. She killed his brother, and probably not comparable to anything that he's done, at least in our worldly understanding of things. But he said, we've all done wrong things. We all need forgiveness, and I don't hate you anymore. Or I don't feel any different about you because of what you did. I just hope that you can receive the forgiveness of God. And that takes an astounding amount of humility.
Yes.
And people's reaction to that, I mean, mercy is a powerful thing. Mercy is a powerful thing.
It's really heroic, his stance. And, you know, revenge and hatred is such a heavy burden. It's a very, very heavy burden, and it's soul crushing. That's why Christ said, follow me, for my yoke is easy. And so you look at if you can try to figure out how to be a Christian, a real one, you know, if you can really try to emulate Christ, your life is a better one, but it takes a lot of courage. I certainly try. I don't think I'm even close to it at all. But that's the model. That's what you strive for. That young man, we need more in 2019. Please, God, more of those
yeah.
people.
Yeah, heroic is the perfect word for it. And, an exemplar that we can all look
Absolutely.
To.
And it shows us something that we've lost in America, which is this submission to the higher, submission to God. I mean, taking that responsibility away from yourself, like Tony said, I mean, taking the revenge, the burden of revenge off of yourself and saying, you know, I'm no better than you in the eyes of God. And I hope that, you know, it's something that we've lost in America these days and that we need to gain back.
And I also think it's something that people take for granted nowadays because, you know, prior to, people don't know that, like, it was Jesus. It was Jesus who came down and said, turn the other cheek, who said, forgive your enemies. No religious leader, as far as I can tell, had ever said anything like that before. In fact, before that, it was an eye for an eye. And what people don't realize about that is that was an advancement of human civility, right? Because in the old days, in the ancient days, if you take my eye, oh, I'm going to kill your whole family, right? That it was recompense in that way. So an eye for an eye was a step above that. It was, okay, let's make the punishment fit the crime. That was kind of the idea. And then we level up to a level above that says, you hit me in my face, I'll turn my other cheek so you can hit me again. Whoa. Really, really incredible stuff, and I think people take that for granted and think that that's just how humans are because we've grown up in a Christian society. They don't think that a spiritual connection is necessary for that, but in reality, it absolutely is.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what the globalists are trying to destroy, a Christian civilization. That's why Western civilization is under attack. It's from every level, whether it's you're talking about the media, whether you're talking about finance, whether you're talking about the wars that we're falsely led into. This is trying to destroy that Christian ethic to make you hate, to make you angry. That's why people are so angry at each other right now. All the little devices and all the little radio waves and everything else, right, just hitting you all the time, all that information. So this is a wonderful story. I love seeing stuff like this.
Absolutely amazing. Well, I think we're going to have Greg Reese in for the second hour. I would like to thank again Jake Lloyd and Tony Arterburn. At Tony Arterburn, is it at Jake Lloyd?
Yeah, close enough, yeah.
Close enough. At Jake Lloyd on Twitter. Arterburn.news. Follow these guys. Support these guys. Share the links. Spread this out. Let's spread the love, folks. Let's break that cycle of violence and revenge and pettiness. Rise above to our higher humanity. Thank you so much, fellas, and we'll have to do this again soon.
Thank you.
All right, the Dave and Knight Show continues on the other side, third hour with Greg Reese. We get back into the headlines. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
You have all the power in the world, but you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices. but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize during this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air, your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Because I can feel the sleeping giant rising up to smash him. I can feel the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit to these weak, pathetic control freaks rising up, for the joke is on them! The joke is on them!
If you've been paying attention to the news over the past few weeks as we lead up to the premiere of the much anticipated Joker movie, you have likely seen the controversy. And it's a controversy that has not occurred naturally. Nobody naturally looked at this movie and thought that there would be a problem. But if you pay any attention at all to the left-wing media, the mainstream media, as well as any left-wing Twitter personalities or other online persons, you've likely seen that the Joker, the movie Joker, is going to cause severe violence. There will be a terrorist attack. If you look at the way that they have written about this movie, one article from Refinery29 said that Joker is a dangerous movie. If you look down in the actual article itself, it refers to Joker as a white terrorist. He's a white terrorist who has been radicalized by being made fun of, the constant butt of every joke. And in our day and age, that's a very dangerous thing because we live, according to them, in an age of white terror. Now, what's interesting is that they acknowledge that Joker, though calling him a white terrorist is maybe not the most accurate way to describe him, he's a comic book villain. He's a comic book villain. He doesn't walk into movie theaters or schools and shoot people indiscriminately. It's a comic book story. But they acknowledge that he's radicalized in this plot line. As you can see in the trailer, and if, you know, whenever you see the movie, it's clear to see that he's radicalized because he just wants to make people laugh. He's very misunderstood. Nobody pays attention to him. Nobody listens to his problems. He's the butt of every joke. Everyone seems to hate him. He's even made fun of on TV, and he's radicalized because of that, and then he starts to go crazy. They acknowledge that. They acknowledge that may resonate with white men for some reason, yet they cannot acknowledge that they are the ones that have created this problem. They are the very reason that this movie may resonate with white women, with white men. Now, white men are not going to go shoot up movie theaters because this movie resonates with them. Again, it's a comic book movie. No sane person, no normal person is ever going to go pick up a gun because they watched a movie about the Joker and they felt that they were inspired to do something wrong. But you look at movie theaters now, some movie theaters are restricting masks. They say, we're not going to let anybody have a mask in here. NYPD will be paying very close attention, guarding movie theaters on the night of the premiere. And even the United States military has put soldiers on watch saying, if you go to this event, you need to be prepared to run, to hide, and to fight. They even say, look for two exits, run away if you can, hide, and then if the shooter finds you, be prepared to fight with whatever you have available to you at that moment. So there is a perceived threat here. But the threat is not because incels or white men have been making threats to any movie theaters. As far as the public knows, there have been no public threats to movie theaters or to moviegoers or anyone, actually, for that matter, in regards to this movie. But what we have seen time and time again is left-wing persons and left-wing journalists, left-wing news outlets pushing this idea of the inevitable, unavoidable violence that will come as a result of this movie and the further radicalization of white men. The truth is that the left-wing media wants violence to happen as a result
of
this movie.
Jake Lloyd, you can find that video on band.video. You can find it on Infowars.com. Spread this information, folks. Greg Reese joins me at the desk for the final hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. The third hour begins in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, this sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee, get your great fluoride-free toothpaste, get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off, but whatever you do, take action now because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. The third hour of the David Knight Show begins. It is the 3rd of October 2019. I am joined by Greg Reese, InfoWars reporter all-star. Been making amazing reports recently that really encapsulate entire kind of complicated subjects in a very easy to understand and pleasant way. And that's what we need, right? Because we need to not just appeal to people who already know this. We need to reach out to people who have never heard this type of stuff before and present it to them in a very easy to digest sort of way. And your most recent report was about the Las Vegas massacre. It happened 2 years ago. The anniversary was on the 1st of October, and you weren't here during the Las Vegas massacre. You joined InfoWars after that. While we were, you know, in InfoWars, I mean, it was such a crazy time. We had new information pouring in constantly. I know we got a ton of new viewers during that time. But you were saying that's kind of when you rediscovered InfoWars, was 2 years ago during the Las Vegas massacre.
Yeah, it was it was fun producing it in a sense, being here at InfoWars, because it reminded me of getting reunited with InfoWars. It was, I think, 2004 when I first started watching InfoWars. And then somewhere around 2015, I kind of started tuning out of politics and current events and everything and started focusing on other things. And just almost deliberately pretty much turning off from all of that stuff. And it was Las Vegas that got my attention again and brought me back in. And as soon as Vegas happened, immediately I had to go turn on InfoWars. There's really no other source to go to when you want to get some, you know, some actual people talking about actual good questions.
Mm-hmm. Who actually point out, hey, the FBI just changed this,
right,
rather than just, you know,
going along with it.
Right. The FBI says something one day, the news says this is what happened. Then the FBI totally changes the story. And the news comes on and says this is what happened. And they don't even tell you that it changed in the previous 24 hours. Where meanwhile, we're here documenting the whole timeline going, here's what they said yesterday. Here's how it doesn't comport with what the eyewitnesses are saying. I know. Like my sister and her husband were like, when the Las Vegas massacre was happening, they called me and were like, we have InfoWars on 24/7 now because no other place was giving out the information. So you were one of those same people that you were looking for the truth and knew where to find it.
Yeah, I wasn't alone. Some friends of mine shared that as well. I remember talking to a good friend of mine I grew up with who I was kind of living with and in a band with when I kind of woke up the first time back in 2004. And we both, I guess, we're away from InfoWars for a while, and right after Vegas, you know, I think it was right after I did it, he called me about Vegas, and he's like, he's always cracking jokes, but he says, you know what, I just started watching InfoWars again, and I tell you what, I feel like I'm the tip of the spear.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's,
and he's right.
We don't just say it, man. We do it. We live it. So what did you learn anything new putting together the information for this report, or, you know, I haven't thought too much about Las Vegas in the 2 years since it's happened. I mean, we thought about a lot when it happened, but since then, has there been anything that came out that you found during your research for the report?
Yeah, there is a channel. I should have it with me so I could plug it. I believe it's something, I Am John Colon or I Am John Mullen or something. That's not the name of it. But a lot of people are probably very aware of it. The video's got lots of hits, and they've been following it for the past 2 years. So a lot of the videos I got came from that. They've been meticulously going over the window mostly,
right,
but everything else. The new news for me was our news director, Rob Due, that was his idea for me to do the video, and it was based on some research done by someone that he knows that has to do with the hotel mostly, the
right,
strange behavior of the security guards, the security keys. In particularly, they're called smart keys, and they're only accessible by the hotel staff. And there were smart keys being used in the room in 32135, I think a half hour before the shooting, multiple different cards. So it would appear that there was a lot of traffic going on in that room by hotel staff, or at least people that were using keys that should only be accessible by hotel staff. That was new information for me. Seeing all the misdirection, or what appeared to be misdirection by the hotel security, misdirecting the police, you know, taking 72 minutes to get into the room after Campos was shot.
Right.
And you would think right after Campos was shot, especially he didn't look wounded at all, there's no reason why he couldn't have immediately said, someone just shot me in this room, you know.
Very weird.
Yeah.
And he was the one that went on Ellen, right? And that was a very weird kind of interview with his handler there. And
yeah,
very strange stuff.
Yeah. And lots of, you know, not too far off claims that, was that really the same guy? They had side-by-side pictures.
He
didn't look like the same guy. And then outside of that stuff, I think the new information for me was, while I was digging through all the window stuff, I came across the stuff that showed that one, what looked like some type of discharge coming out of the Four Seasons.
Right.
And that was interesting. I think,
oh my gosh, and you had so many just eyewitnesses on the ground saying they were seeing people running all over the streets, shooting people. I mean, multiple places. It was such an insane time. You know, you talk about the fact that you found this channel that has a bunch of good information on it. My response to that is, I can't believe you found that. I can't believe that's on YouTube. There used to be a time not too long ago, probably about a year and a half ago, where if you search something like Las Vegas Massacre or, 9/11 Inside Job, whatever you search, you would have just list and list and list, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands and thousands of videos detailing the conspiracies, the theories, the details that don't match up, all of it. Now you search YouTube and that's all just gone, right? Was that a problem when you were doing research? Or did you notice that like all of that information is just gone?
Yeah.
Find it?
I mean, you're right. And when we get to the break, I'll pull up that channel. And so after the break, I'll give a shout out to it because they do have a lot of great videos there. And it happened like, I don't know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, all of a sudden, where the internet it's just broken now. I mean, it's exactly the kind of internet that we read about was coming, you know, up, you know, I remember 15 years ago hearing about the internet getting to this point. And, anyone who, you know, the sad thing is people that are, you know, young people maybe not, don't remember when the internet was first in its heyday, when there was, seemed to be like no restrictions.
It was, oh yeah, it was crazy.
That's how we learned. That's how a lot of us learned all this stuff. I mean, that's how there was a time when you could learn all about the Las Vegas by just searching about it and you would get all the right videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this time, I think the only way I was able to get it was I knew where to go. I kind of knew from doing research in the past, you know, how to find it quicker. If you were just previously a regular person, if I was just a regular person,
you'd never find it.
Oh, no, you'd never find it.
Yeah. And, of course, one of the tricks to do is to go to DuckDuckGo, which is the sort of less controlled, search engine, comparable to Google. And you can search, if you type site, S-I-T-E, semicolon, YouTube, and you put a search term in, it will search all of YouTube, but it will bypass all of those YouTube algorithmic biases. So you'll actually get the accurate results. Of course, what you could do is go to band.video. And I didn't even mean to set this up for it, but it really is the perfect kind of segue because it illustrates why we at InfoWars want to create a parallel system that's not controlled by YouTube, that they are not capable of taking down the information or burying and hiding the information. Band.video, nobody but us controls. It looks beautiful. It runs just as well as YouTube, if not better in a lot of cases. No ads, you know, in front for Coke or whatever. Band.video. Please, everybody needs to go there. You can find Greg Reese's work. You can find the David Knight Show. You can share these links out. Hopefully they haven't discovered Band.video yet there in Twitter and YouTube and stuff. So those links probably aren't as censored as the InfoWars links. But folks, I've been so engrossed in just talking to the guests and everything. I haven't talked at all day about the specials that we have going on at InfoWars store. The 50% off Black Friday sales, Black Friday 2 months early. Incredible sales, great products, and you support everything that we do here, which is try to get you the truth that everybody from the Democrats to the mainstream media to the banks to the controllers at the big tech corporations are trying to hide from you. We are trying to get that information out, and we really cannot do it without your help. So please do go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, make a donation, get yourself some Turbo Force. I personally guarantee you will not be disappointed with Turbo Force. It's by far my favorite product on the site. Go buy Turbo Force right now. It's 50% off. We barely make any money, but you'll get a fantastic product. You'll really appreciate it. It'll improve your life and will help us as we continue to try to spread this information and get around the censorship. We'll go back to the headlines on the other side. Greg Reese joins me. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Don't go anywhere, folks. More information on the other side.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damage us, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
History is happening right now. President Trump is trying to remove the swamp, the globalists that have been feeding on our nation and selling us out to the Chi-Coms and others. That's why Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the Attorney General Barr has to resign because he's corrupt. That's because they know that he's getting ready to move against the deep state, that there are sealed indictments against McCabe and others. Already 2 weeks ago, the appeal by the Deputy Attorney General was rejected. The appeal was brought to him, and it was rejected. That means the indictment is there. That's why they're so panicked. That's why this impeachment's real. Of course it's made up. Of course it's a fraud. But it's the neocon and leftist deep state that knows they've committed so many crimes, their back is against the wall, and they're making their move right now. This is the time to be fully engaged, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for not just our nation, but the world's future. America is fighting for its life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In the last segment, Greg Reese and I were talking about the excitement of the Las Vegas. That was a consequence of the Las Vegas massacre here at InfoWars, as we were having guests come in who had been there, guests who had come in, who came into the office who had been gun runners for the FBI and said, this looks like this. It was right after we started the David Knight Show and the War Room. So it was all kind of wild and crazy and exciting. And that was just reporting on it. But one of the craziest things about InfoWars is you're not always just reporting on this crazy stuff. Sometimes you get to get in there and get in the mix. You had the privilege, had the duty, had the responsibility to go to Hong Kong and report on what's going on there. As we've seen over the last week, it has only increased in intensity. They are now invoking emergency powers to ban masks at the protests there in Hong Kong. What was your experience there, and have you been keeping up with it since you were there in Hong Kong?
Yeah, I have been. Right when I got started on that, can we get the document cam and show my phone here? I just want to show. I said I was going to show the YouTube channel for Las Vegas.
I'll pull it over here, guys.
John E. Hoover is the channel. And if you're interested in learning more about Las Vegas, getting deeper into, I'd say, almost half of the subjects that were covered in the video, you can go to this YouTube channel right here.
All right. Shout out to John E. Hoover.
But being in Hong Kong was, well, I mean, I'm not bragging, but I will say that I've been fairly well traveled in my life. I've been as far as New Zealand, and I've been in a bunch of places. I've lived some adventures. Hong Kong was probably the most interesting experience I've had, as far as I think Japan was number one before I went to Hong Kong. And Japan was number one because of the strangeness of it. It was very different, and it was just very bizarre and surreal. It was like going to another planet culturally. And Hong Kong was similar, except Hong Kong was more of like, not just was it different, but it was different in a way that my soul craves.
Mm.
You know, like it was different than our culture, because in Hong Kong, they were united. They understood the importance of freedom. They understand the importance of a free market. They value capitalism. They value any little bit of freedom. I remember talking to people there about independence, you know,
yeah.
and they would tell me that there is an independence movement there, but for the most part, Hong Kongers don't care about that, because that, to them, that's almost dreaming too big. They just want to be able to live their lives the way they're used to. They just want the freedoms that they've been accustomed to. And I think the independence movement was actually outlawed by their own government. So
that's the independence movement of making Hong Kong an independent country, right?
Exactly.
So it's still, I believe it's still in this transitional phase, and it will be for a couple more decades, I think, because it was in the 90s, 97, right, that Britain basically said they were leaving, but there was a 50-year period in which basically China agreed not to come in and take over, to where Hong Kong is sort of in this limbo state. Is it because their freedom is threatened that they appreciate it? Like, what is it about, like, how do we teach the American people to love freedom the way that the Hong Kongers seem to do?
Probably more suffering. That would be my take, you know, more hard times, you know, so that they can understand why it's, I think one of the things we're suffering in America is part of freedom. It's a negative side effect of having a lot of freedom is that people can get stupid and lazy.
Right.
And take things for granted.
Because they're allowed to.
You
have the freedom to be an utter failure and people take advantage of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's
fascinating.
Yeah.
That's really fascinating. And, I so feel for the Hong Kongers. And, I mean, do you think if they had the choice, they would choose to go back under the governance of Britain? Like, what do you think they're, cause right now,
that's interesting.
If independence isn't possible, it seems like it's inevitable that China is going to just completely crush them. So what is their option here?
I did meet with a local mainstream journalist and interviewed him recently, Harminder Singh, I believe is his name. And one of the things he was telling me, a lot of what he was saying sounded like the Hong Kongers kind of are quite interested in embracing British rule again.
Right.
He was saying something about part of the deal in 1997 was allowing a special kind of passport so that Hong Kongers could easily just go to Great Britain
right.
for work. It's basically a free passport to get back and forth from Hong Kong and Great Britain. And I guess they were trying to enact that as a way of calming the protests down, because a lot of these protesters, and I believe the leadership of the protesters, and really it's the majority of the population of Hong Kong, are very intelligent, educated people. And so one of the ideas was with this British passport, I think, was they thought maybe some of these clever, smart protesters will give up the protest with this passport and just go get
and just leave. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't think that's from what I gathered there. I don't see that, because these are people, the people involved are not, they're not as fickle as that. You know, they are taking this very seriously. They're very principled. Yeah, they're very principled. In fact, the ones, I think everyone I talked to, and I didn't talk to that many of actual protesters, but the ones I did talk to were very clear that they know, they're going to lose the fight. They are willing to lose it for the sake of not just for Hong Kong, but for the world. I mean, they're hoping that maybe if they martyr themselves big enough, maybe the Chinese communist government will end.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That really shows a commitment to freedom that, I mean, it just are over here in America, you know, we're the country of freedom, but my God, do we take it for granted and not do what we need to and not appreciate it in the way that we should. And I hope people can learn from these Hong Kongers examples, because they're putting their life on the line, and now they're still rioting even more so than they were, full well knowing, having seen the video of a teenager being shot in the chest at point blank range, that hasn't stopped him. That's incredible.
Yeah. And I expressed this when I met at least one gentleman over there, and I said, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking. I wish America was standing together like Hong Kong was, as united as Hong Kong was. And their answer made me feel better. They said, don't worry about it. America's good. They said, you're being lied to by your media, and so you feel as if your country's divided, but your country really isn't divided.
That I actually completely agree with, because again, it's one of these things that when you spend all day reading headlines and reading about how all Americans hate each other, but then you just go out and just go shopping or go to the park or something, and it's like, huh, all these people are great. All these people, there's no problem. We're all connecting. We all are perfectly capable of loving each other and having a great time. And it really is that the media separating us, and they're doing it because they have, because a united, strong people are very difficult to oppress and take advantage of. And if they can separate us and parse this out into little individual things that don't feel like we have any connection to anybody else, it becomes very easy to break us down into consumer units and oppress us. And I think it's pretty obvious why they're keeping us separate, folks. This is the importance of what we're doing. Can we please not end up like Hong Kong? Can we please just like maintain and expand our freedom now so we aren't eventually trying to stand up against something like China in the face of this absolutely brutal oppression? This is really what we here at InfoWars are desperate for. And, you know, sending Greg Reese, Savannah Hernandez and cameraman Drew to Hong Kong, to cover what's happening there, or just coming back here and talking about it, or stuff like the Las Vegas massacre, where we can be that voice that's telling you in real time what is going on so you don't have to rely on the mainstream media's lies. Folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support what we're doing here. This is the worldwide fight for freedom. We're on the front lines here, the tip of the spear, and you're right here with us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You're giving us the ammo we need to wage this war of information.
Well, the president came out this last Wednesday and said there is an ongoing coup against me by the deep state. They're not going to stop. They're allied with the communist Chinese. It's worse than I thought. It's incredible. And I need the American people to understand what's happening and to spread the word and to call Congress and to financially support me into this election. That's all totally true. Please do it. Also, InfoWars needs your support. I make it easy. We have the very best supplements that make your life so much better, that made mine amazing. We've got so much great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. We've got such amazing water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems at the lowest prices. And right now, the sale's got to end the next few days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, 50% off all of the high-quality supplements, and so much more. So get your great coffee. Get your great fluoride-free toothpaste. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for auto-ship, the additional 10% off. But whatever you do, take action now, because history is taking place. Black Friday comes 2 months early. Mega sale is about to end. You have all the power in the world. But you must use it. You must take action. As of taping this, it's Wednesday afternoon. We're running the biggest sale we've had since last Christmas. It's store-wide free shipping, 50% off the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life, and all the preparedness items like water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, shortwave radios, and so much more. This is a huge special. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves, and these sales are a great way for you to get great prices, but also support the InfoWar. Please take action today. I've got to end this sale by Sunday or Monday at the max, because a bunch of the items are about to sell out. Again, too many deals to fit them all in here. Just please go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize you're in this critical time with the globalists trying to take us off the air. Your support is absolutely essential, so thank you.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The truth is, President Trump is the most investigated president in history. He is working for American interests steadfastly. He is trying to preserve our country as the globalists try to break our borders, bankrupt and devalue our dollar, and sign us over to communist Chinese control, who now own Hollywood and the majority of our debt. We have been maneuvered towards collapse and bankruptcy. But at the 11th hour, 58th minute, the American people put a populist in power. And it's happening all over the world. So great things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. They're very serious with this impeachment plan. It has bipartisan support. And I'm telling you, President Trump needs our prayers. And InfoWars needs your prayers and support. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut us down. But right now, it's easier than ever to financially support us while getting great products at the same time. With Black Friday comes 2 months early, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there
at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the
Liberty storm. Rises worldwide. I went through them, enumerated them earlier in the show, from Peru to Hong Kong to Iraq to France to here at home. It seems like the control mechanisms of the New World Order are being attacked at their very foundations, and it's great to see. But of course, in response to that, we're seeing the acceleration of these control mechanisms. We have from the Epoch Times, Beijing launches new rule. Residents must pass facial recognition test to surf the internet. So that has been passed by the Chinese regime. It will be implemented December 1st, 2019. Now, of course, China already has its internet completely controlled and restricted and censored. You can't say things like Winnie the Pooh because they make fun of Xi Jinping by comparing him to Winnie the Pooh. So they come up with all these creative ways to get around it. But this is kind of terrifying, facial recognition to surf the internet. But this is what they're doing. This is what China is coming out with in response to sort of the grip slipping, maybe, the people of China perhaps waking up, not appreciating what's going on. They're going into churches and tearing down the Ten Commandments and putting up quotes from Xi Jinping. Kind of scary stuff. Greg Reese, of course, joins me in studio. What do you think is going on with China here? You think they're a paper tiger, or you think they're really something to be concerned with?
Well, I think on their own, there may be a paper tiger. On their own, without the assistance of a global movement behind them, then they seem to be more of an illusion than anything else. However, what we're seeing with this and what we're seeing in our own country, what we're seeing everywhere, is that there is definitely a war raging behind the scenes between nationalism and globalism, and the globalists are not going to back down. When we saw Schiff reading some made-up phone call transcript that,
yep,
chances are he probably wrote the night before. When we see stuff like that, we're seeing that there's no going back. There's
right.
No more going back. You know, the people that – the sleeping masses that hate Trump, I think they just want the world to go back to the way it was before Trump got elected. They just want to go back to the consumerist culture of nonsense. It's not going back there.
Right.
We're either going to find ourselves in a golden age, or we are going to see it all fall, because, I mean, anything – we should expect anything at this point.
You know, that's so funny that you put it that way, because we were talking about this earlier. In fact, I brought it up to you because Tony Arterburn, who was in here earlier, and I were on the Titans of Liberty podcast yesterday. Shout out to Jason, Titans of Liberty. And we were talking about this exact thing and about how – and actually, Tony quoted a report that you did, Greg, where you say that this is the end of an era, or it's the end of a system, and that it doesn't make any sense to try to maintain a now defunct and broken system. It's better to let that system die and create a new one. And the way I put it, and the way I've put it here on the show before, is that it feels like right now, as everything heats up, this is the crucible, right? When you're making a sword and you put it in the crucible, it's the hottest part of the process, and it's the process that decides whether all the work you've done is in vain, and it cracks and it breaks and it can't be fixed and it's all broken, or when it comes out of the crucible, it's stronger and more flexible and practically unbreakable, right? And so it's when it goes into the crucible and that hottest, most intense part of the process, whatever happens there is what determines whether everything is destroyed and you got to go back to square one, or whether everything is perfect and better than ever before. And I think that's where we are now as humanity, as a species, and as a civilization. We're in the crucible where our actions now, our decisions now, determine whether, as you say, we go to a golden age or we sort of just collapse into tyranny, atheism, just destruction, death, horror, or we go to the sunlit uplands, as Winston Churchill put them.
Absolutely. I'm rooting for the Renaissance.
I think we all, hopefully yeah. we all are.
I think everyone is. I think even the ones that are brainwashed are too. They're sick of the same things that everyone's sick of. They've just been tricked into, targeting the wrong enemies.
Yeah. They think the solution, they've been tricked into identifying the problems as the solution almost. It's insane, right? It's the classic Bernie. The government is evil. There needs to be more government. It's like, well, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
And then we're hearing a lot about Hillary running again, which I remember when I first started hearing that, it seemed like a ridiculous joke, but the closer we get, the more realistic it seems. And the fact is, I mean, if these criminals don't get locked up, which is inevitably what needs to happen.
Yeah. Cause we won't be satisfied. The American people, we know what happened. We will not be satisfied until there's punishment comes down on these people.
Exactly. And there's millions more of us than there were in the recent past. I mean, this has been a time of awakening. So there is no turning back on this. And the closer we get to the election with these criminals still running free and operating on their own, we can expect them to do anything. Anything.
Assassination to false flag, war with Iran. I mean, they will do whatever it takes, including nominate Hillary Clinton as candidate, in order to avoid prosecution and discovery. But you use the term Renaissance, and I think that's particularly apt because, of course, the meaning of Renaissance is rebirth. And I think what the socialists have been tricked into is thinking, oh, everything's collapsing, everything's breaking, everything's messed up. We live in a dystopia, so we need a brand new system. That's never been tried before, because remember, they think that real socialism has never been tried before. So they've been convinced, here's a brand new, fancy, wonderful system, and if only we can replace the old system with this one, then everything will be great. And that's a lie, and we've seen this lie told through history, and we've seen the hundreds of millions of deaths that have been a result of this lie. Whereas what we want, I think, is a renaissance, a rebirth, a return to the original concepts of the Constitution and of America and of freedom and of liberty. We don't want to create something brand new. We want to create a rebirth and a renaissance where we go back to the foundation and we say, okay, we got off track there, boys, but let's get back on track. Let's go back to our most basic understanding of what it means to be an American, of why liberty's valuable, of why our civilization became so great and wonderful and free and loving and tolerant and all these sorts of things. So I think Renaissance is the perfect word to describe what we want out of this crucible moment.
Yeah, I agree. And realizing that our forefathers, it doesn't matter who they were. I've had a lot of people pointing out, I mean, we hear about the slavery thing. I've had a lot of people pointing out the fact that they all dressed up as sort of, cross-dressers with the wigs and they all came from richy families and stuff. And so God knows who they were. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. What matters is they gave us the First and the Second Amendment and their inalienable rights. And that alone is a magic trick that no one in recorded history has been able to pull in a government before. And so if we manage to do what you're talking about, restoring the Republic, which is, I think, what we're after, in a sense, we're going back. But in another sense, we're also going forward because we're taking what we were given a couple hundred years ago, and we're using it for its intended purpose for the first time.
Right. Well, and in the same way, I love celebrating June 19th, because that was, that's the celebration or the anniversary of when the slaves were actually freed, especially in it's sort of a Texas celebration. And it's like, it's almost like, okay, the founding fathers set down the promise, but we still had slavery. We still weren't living up to that promise. And it wasn't until June 19th, 1865, or I think it was, that promise was fulfilled. So it's kind of like, all right, we had the idea, but it took almost 100 years to get to the realization of it. And still we aren't quite there. We've sort of fallen back. But above all, you got to remember, the founding fathers get smeared all over the place. You ask a kid now, what do you know about Thomas Jefferson? He's going to say, oh, he had sex with the slaves, right? Like, that's what they know about him. And that's how they define our founding fathers. The reality is these guys, yes, they were the elite. They were the nobility kind of America. But that means they were in the position to solidify that position. They could have made themselves king. George Washington could have made himself a king. Thomas Jefferson could have written into the Constitution that, you know, he could have done away with all that freedom nonsense that made things so difficult to do. But they didn't. They heroically, and for the first time in 2,000 years, created a system that valued freedom over anything else, and they gave up that power to the people. So that's a heroic thing, no matter how you look at it.
History is happening right now. President Trump is trying to remove the swamp, the globalists that have been feeding on our nation and selling us out to the Chi-Coms and others. That's why Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the Attorney General Barr has to resign because he's corrupt. That's because they know that he's getting ready to move against the deep state, that there are sealed indictments against McCabe and others. Already 2 weeks ago, the appeal by the Deputy Attorney General was rejected. The appeal was brought to him, and it was rejected. That means the indictment is there. That's why they're so panicked. That's why this impeachment's real. Of course it's made up. Of course it's a fraud. But it's the neocon and leftist deep state that knows they've committed so many crimes, their back is against the wall, and they're making their move right now. This is the time to be fully engaged, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for not just our nation, but the world's future. America is fighting for its life.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get ultimate bone broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get ultimate bone broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
You know, I'm angry because I'm not just going to sit here and take this scientific dictatorship that admits it's putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, it's putting fluoride in the water to brain damage us, and that it's trying to literally destroy our families and organize us into a bunch of dumbed-down slaves so they can then carry out our orderly extermination. I'm not putting up with it. And our information, our truth is devastating to these scumbag Satanists, but we've got to stay on air. And I make it easy for you to help us stay on air. We sell products that are high quality directly to you, so we don't have to worry about the globalists harassing our sponsors. And these are amazing supplements, amazing products, amazing books, films, t-shirts, you name it. All of it is about spreading the word, and all of it's about being healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points right now, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high quality supplements and so many other big deals on apparel, you name it. Just please take action during this critical time. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
final segment of the David Knight Show for this Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. Greg Reese joins me, Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. Since it is the last segment, I will implore you to follow me on Twitter at Off Limits News. What's your Twitter handle, Greg?
Greg Reese, at Greg Reese.
Oh, you got Greg Reese, huh? You snagged your name, did you? Lucky you. My preferred Twitter handle is owned by a woman who has never used her Twitter account in 9 years, but she's got the handle, so I can't do anything about it. During the break, we were talking about AI and about how it almost doesn't matter what happens politically if we don't get a handle on the AI and the technology and the DNA manipulation, all this sort of stuff that threatens to really undermine humanity at a basic, fundamental, molecular level that is almost independent of politics. And it's scary stuff. And you know, it's like Alex Jones has said forever. It's like, this is all just being done. And there hasn't even been a discussion about this yet, about do we need to control AI? How do we do that? If we do need to do that, it's dangerous stuff, world ending stuff that we're dealing with. And yet we haven't even discussed it as a society. I mean,
I know to quote someone, I heard someone just use the term robophobic.
Robophobic. Oh my god!
I'm robophobic.
I'm certainly robophobic.
I'm 100% robophobic.
Oh my god!
I want to start preparing for these robots. Some type of detection device so I could tell if someone's a robot or a human. Some type of electromagnetic pulse weapon, because the most troubling thing is that no one's really talking about it.
You know? Yeah.
Sometimes I have a very suspicious mind. Sometimes I wonder if the whole Trump era was some type of AI program to just sort of help ease us to right where AI wants us. Because if you look at what's happening in the AI world, everything's happening so quickly, so fastly. What's the difference between a Trump president and a Hillary president when it comes to AI? One possible thing is that Trump has sort of calmed a lot of people down and people aren't really concerned about AI. They're just concerned about this big drama that's going on in politics right now for the first time, you know?
Well, you know, there was a really interesting thing that happened right after Trump was arrested that made me understand the real threat of AI, even though it didn't have anything to do with AI. You'll see what I mean. It was the protest at Trump Tower immediately after he was elected that Michael Moore attended, and that it turned out had been all orchestrated from Russia. It had been a Russian, a Russian agent of some sort. Really, a Russian agent, not a conspiracy, making a Facebook group, creating an event, inviting people, and people showed up. And I thought, why could an AI not do that? Why could an AI not manifest itself in reality and get people to do what it wanted to do without anybody even knowing it was an AI? It could take on a person form, never have a physical body, but exist as a Facebook profile on the internet, create, organize an event, people go and show up. That is perfectly possible with the technology we have now, and there's no reason to say it's not already being done.
Absolutely.
So when you say this whole Trump era stuff, this type of influence could easily be done, and we would never know.
Yeah, they say, I think it's a smart way to live your life spiritually, understanding that evil, the spirit of evil, whether you want to call it Lucifer or Satan or whatever, there is a spirit of evil, and that spirit of evil knows us better than we know ourselves. And so this is why it's important to sort of enter into things with a faith in God and having humility and trying to have as much self-knowledge as possible. Having said that, I would imagine that AI at this point knows probably more about us than we know about ourselves, collectively at least as the way we operate and behave and act. You would need a lot of computing power, I think, to be able to match, the perceptions that AI has about humanity. And so I just think we need to turn it off.
Point of the story, shut it down.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's, and I've used this metaphor before, and we were talking about during the break, is the idea of the One Ring in Lord of the Rings. That's how I sort of picture AI, and especially things like the manipulation of DNA, which, if we were to say, hey, you can go in and change DNA as much as you want, well, then certainly we would be stronger, we would be faster, we would be more intelligent, quicker, more ruthless, whatever it is, you could do that. With the technology that we have now, China's already doing it, tons of people are, you know, tons of organizations around the world are already doing this, but it's like, okay, but by doing that, you might win the physical war. You might, it might be a powerful weapon, but you've already lost. Humanity is already gone. You're no longer human anymore. So it is like, it's like the ring of power in Lord of the Rings. It's like, yes, it is a powerful weapon, but you lose it the moment you use it. It's, that's sort of how I see a lot of these technological advances.
Yeah. And there's so much more we can do with ourselves. I mean, there's,
right.
I mean, there's anyone who says that they've, I mean, even if you, some people maybe have mastered themselves and, but even in that case, then there's a life of helping others and helping other people master themselves. I mean, there's an endless, to try to skip on all the responsibilities and the flaws that we have in ourselves and just try to jump forward and give up on humanity, there's no excuse for it. It's ridiculous.
No, and it's a temporal and sort of mundane understanding of humanity as we are just, you know, there's sort of two ways to look at humanity. You can either think that we're animals and we're just sort of full of ourselves and that we think we're great, but really we're just a monkey. Or you can think of it sort of in the opposite way, which is that we are actually a soul that is transcendent beyond the physical and beyond the temporal to a sort of metaphysical reality. And I think that's sort of how I see the dichotomy. And I see that, again, like liberals, atheists, they all – and Alex talks about this all the time. They want you to be ugly because they feel ugly. They feel like they want to be in the dirt and the mud and the nastiness. Whereas you have the flip side, which is like the Renaissance soaring cathedrals rising up, reaching for God, reaching for the higher transcendent, aspect of our humanity. And I think that's a big struggle that we see happening right now.
It is. And I always forget that. I think I'm lucky enough to have a solid relationship with God that goes back most of my life. So I often forget that some people don't have that. It's nearly impossible for me to completely empathize with like an atheist.
Right.
The best I can do is use that information to understand the situation we're in, like what you're saying, the reason they see themselves as ugly is because they are missing any sense of purpose. They're missing any sense of a mystical connection to something bigger than themselves. And with that, I mean, even people with strong faith suffer and find themselves in misery all the time, but at least we have moments that we can remember, these moments of knowing how beautiful life is and how important it is to stay on board, stay attentive, stay vigilant, and make our lives as good as we can make them.
Yeah. And I think there's a certain weakness that attracts people to, right? If you're strong, you want other people to be strong. I think if you're weak, you'll want other people to be weak. Because either you feel like you're being taken advantage of. So you want to take advantage of other people because you're weak minded. And that's how you feel. But like when you're strong and you're like, look, you're not going to mess with me. So I'm not going to mess with you, but I want you to be strong. I want you to be better. And to me, that's a sort of, it's a humble and it's a, I would say Christian sort of ideal. That is the lack, and it's also a conservative ideal and almost like a capitalistic ideal with this idea of just because you have something doesn't mean you've deprived me of that, right? Or just because, you know, you are successful, what, I'm going to begrudge you of that because I feel like I'm not that. And so I'm jealous and I want to tear you down to my level because I feel like a failure and I don't want you to be better than me. No, the strong thing to do is go, well done. You know, I hope, and I'm going to help you get better. I'm going to help you get better and stronger. Even if you surpass me, I'm still going to celebrate that. And I think there's there's something there. I don't know what it is, but there's something there.
Well, it's almost like, I mean, you see it in like chemistry, you know, it's like you can make the world a better place simply by making yourself the best version of you as possible. Because like you were saying, the weak want to drag people down to the weak and the strong want to drag. I think that just happens naturally. Like if you're vibrating at a certain frequency of weakness, then it's going to sort of automatically bring others through resonance into that same kind of energy,
right?
And vice versa, if you're operating at a higher level,
and it's not something you can do personally. It's not something I can do easily, right? I get jealous if I see somebody's succeeding more than me. I'm like, and then I go, hold on, be happy for him. He hasn't taken anything from you, so it's not something that just happens naturally. You gotta be willing to. Humiliate yourself. I guess that's the right term. To make yourself humble. Yeah.
Humility is where it's at. I think. Yeah. I think if you were to ask me what's the purpose of God or what's the purpose of having a relationship with God, I would say humility. You need to come to this regular comfort zone with humility, I think, in order to really achieve the better things in life and to surpass the human flaws that within us.
I completely agree. What a fun week it has been for me. Thank you so much for joining me here on the David Knight Show. I pass the baton off to Greg Reiss himself, who will be sitting in the captain's seat tomorrow on Friday. David Knight returns on Monday. The Alex Jones Show begins right now. Thank you to Tony Arterburn. Thank you to Jake Lloyd. Thank you to Greg Reiss. Thank you to the Info Warriors for letting me do this and being a part of this.